Patrick Grady was reading the Parkdale News at breakfast.
Jay, I'm impressed. I had no idea you could do this. Look, Mary. Our boy's on the front page again,
he said proudly, waving the paper in front of Jay's mom. The story that Lewis and Jay had written about the protest was on the front page, along with a photograph that Jay had taken of the crowd in front of City Hall. Kat was in the very front of the photo.
Dad, what would you say if I told you I wanted to study journalism at college?
Asked Jay nervously. His dad looked at his mom and thought for a while.
I'd be fine with that, Jay. I just wanted you to make some kind of decision, and now you found something you're obviously good at. Maybe in time you can help with some publicity for Grady Auto Works,
he laughed. Jay felt a huge weight lift off his shoulders. Now he just had to take care of one more task. His date for the prom. When the bigger county papers picked up the story, Mayor Cox had to back down on the prom issue.
It's the beginning of the end for her,
Miss Taylor told the class.
Well done, Jay.
The class applauded.
It wasn't really me. I would never have found the story if Luis Mendoza hadn't made me find it. I'm not very observant,
he said. The class laughed.
Jay, that's very nice and modest. I knew Luis would be a good influence,
said Miss Taylor. Jay went into Madison with some of the money he'd earned at the newspaper. He looked for a long time, and finally he found the beautiful Mexican necklace that Kat had admired in a store in Madison a few weeks ago. It was silver with pieces of blue stone in it. He bought it and had it gift-wrapped.
I bought this for you, to say sorry for being so insensitive,
said Jay.
Jay, it's so beautiful,
said Kat.
And of course, it's just what I wanted. You really didn't have to.
I wanted to, Kat. And there's something else. Will you go to the prom with me?
Kat was quiet for a minute. Jay was worried. Was she going to say no? Then she spoke.
As what, Jay? As your friend? Or as something else?
I don't know. Let's see,
said Jay. Kat immediately looked disappointed. The words, can't make a decision, flashed into Jay's mind.
As something else, if that's all right with you,
he said.
Well done, Jay,
said Lewis with a big smile.
You and Kat are going to have a great time at the prom.
Speaking of the prom,
said the newly observant Jay, noticing an opening.
Miss Taylor is the teacher in charge, and she's looking for volunteers to help her. Why don't you come, Lewis? Miss Taylor might even dance with you. You could try out some of your Latin dance moves,
said Jay. Lewis laughed and went a little red.
Great idea, Jay. And your plan to study journalism at college is a great idea, too. You'll make a fine reporter. Maybe you can work back here at the Parkdale News sometimes in your vacation.
Really? Thanks, Lewis. Thanks for everything.
The night of the prom finally arrived. Jay and Kat arrived later than their friends. Jay had been a little late picking Kat up, but only a little. There was loud applause and cheering from the whole gym when they walked in.
They're applauding you, Jay, for saving the prom,
whispered Kat. Jay looked very handsome in his tuxedo.
No, they're applauding you. You look like a movie star, Miss Super Prom Organizer,
said Jay. Kat was wearing a blue evening dress that exactly matched the color of her Mexican necklace. Holding hands, Jay and Kat walked over to join their friends, Alex and Amy, Ben and Lucy, and Tom and Courtney. Jay and Kat were dancing close together in a group with their friends.
Your strengths list is definitely longer than your weaknesses list now, Jay,
laughed Kat.
You helped save the prom, and you made the world a better place for those two.
Kat looked over at Lewis and Miss Taylor, who were sitting together and laughing and watching the party. Kat looked so pretty when she laughed that suddenly it was easy for Jay to make his big decision. He leaned towards Kat and their lips met. Then the DJ shouted, "School's out!" And everyone cheered.